I have always been a fan of this man. Just worked out that way. He's done a tremendous job as a police chief while other cities were burning under his leadership. Detroit remained safe in 2020. You know, I'm talking about our former Detroit police chief, James Craig, who made a big announcement last night on the Tucker Carlson show on Fox. If you missed it, if you turn on Fox during the day, at least so far this morning, they've been rerunning the announcement that we all knew was coming, that Chief James Craig will be running for governor of the great state of Michigan. He's on the other end of my line right now, and congratulations to you. Now, I know officially you have announced a candidate committee, a Chief James Craig for Governor Exploratory Committee, with formal announcements to come later. But you're running for governor. Congratulations. It's a pleasure, Chief, and always a pleasure to talk with you.
You know, Paul W., thank you for having me on your show. And very exciting times. Certainly launching this exploratory committee is a natural part of the process. You know, what I really want to do is I want to get around Michigan. I want to listen to small businesses. I want to understand what the issues are. Certainly, I've had so many people approach me over the last month or so with concerns how the direction of the state and how it's being led. And so I'm intrigued. I'm excited. And, you know, I've been a public servant 44 years. I mean, I love, you know, serving people. And certainly, this is a natural next step. And I got to tell you, Paul, I'm excited about day one yesterday that almost 2,000 have gone to chiefjamescraig.com to join this team. And so I'm very excited about that. It's just, it's been a great time, great time.
Did you ever think about this a long time ago when you've been doing police work, you've been doing public service 44 years, you were born and walked the streets of Detroit, you came back home to Detroit. In all of those years, when did you start thinking, you know what, when the time comes that I stop being a police chief, maybe I can do more by becoming a governor? Did that happen?
You know, that's a great question. One, I never wanted to be a politician. Never. In fact, in some ways, I had a certain disdain because I felt not all, but some, you know, would roll with whatever way the political winds were moving. We know that happens. And so I've always been a public servant, a police officer who served all people. I took positions not because it was popular. I took positions because it was right. And I got to tell you, people are sick and tired of politicians. They just are. You know, and what they want someone who understands what service looks like, what leadership looks like. And so, no, I never thought about it. But I will say this, and I always tell this story because it's my late friend, best friend in life. We served together in the LAPD. He was a SWAT officer. He was killed in the line of duty. A deranged, mentally ill suspect had just killed three of his family members. And my friend went in response to that. He was the first one in the door. The suspect fired a single shot, striking my friend fatally. But before his untimely death, he said to me, and I was a captain in the LAPD at that time, he kept saying, almost a year before his death, you're going to be a governor. I said, what are you talking about? It didn't make sense to me. I said, no, I'm trying to be a chief of police. And Paul, you may have heard me say this. I set a goal to become a chief of police probably very early in my career. Mm-hmm. I knew that's what I wanted to ultimately do. And so he kept calling me governor. And So we got past it. I moved on, became a chief now in three cities. But then it started to come to me with all the polarization, the division in our country, the absence of leadership. it started to make sense to me. I'm not talking mayor. You know, I respect, you know, Mayor Mike Duggan, and, you know, I would never want to run against my boss. I mean, he's certainly been, we were a great team. We did great things together. I can talk about so many of that. But that said, 7 or 8 months ago, I even mentioned to him. He said, hey, you know, maybe you think about running for mayor one day. I said, no, I think governor is the way to go. That was about 7 or 8 months ago, Paul.
Well, you know, you were deputy mayor. I'm the only one that always brought that up. You were right. Not just the Detroit police chief, but you were deputy mayor. So I can see the mayor saying, well, you know, you'd be a great mayor, and I think you would have been. Now that you're running for governor, you get caught into the world of politics. And though I know Mike Duggan has the utmost in respect for you, your character, your ability, it's going to be very hard for him to support you openly.
No, I understand that, and I can appreciate that. I mean, even at my retirement announcement, he clearly said, you know, the chief and I haven't always agreed. That's a factual statement. And he doesn't agree with this. He said something like that. And he said he's going to support Governor Whitmer. I respect that. I mean, but that doesn't mean that he privately doesn't support me.
I understand that.
And I'm okay with that, but I'm not at all moved by that. You know, I find it interesting that when this announcement was made yesterday, Democrats quickly crafted a statement referring to me nothing more than a politician. Well, what is Governor Whitmer? Is she not a politician? I mean, seriously. And so is that a slam on me?
It's a slam on her, then. It's a slam on all politicians, and that's interesting coming from a political party. Doesn't that sound a little bit ridiculous?
It's ridiculous.
The Democrat Party is like the Republican Party. It is a political... It is a body of politicians. Anyway, I just want to quickly say ChiefJamesCraig.com, ChiefJamesCraig.com, if you want to jump on board and help out from the beginning. I love the fact that you're going to be kind of on a listening tour. That's excellent, because I have a feeling when you listen, you react and respond based on what you've heard.
Yes, I do. And nothing changes from what I did as a police chief. I came to Detroit 8 years ago. There were a lot of issues, as you know, Paul. And I got down in the trenches. I listened to the community. I listened to the activists. And I listened to our men and women who served. And I responded. And let's face it, you know, part of unification, bringing sides together, you're not going to always agree. I mean, that's been my history. And I've met with many activists in our community. We didn't always agree, but what we did do is we respected one another, and we came up with solutions that was good for all. And that's what's mattered, and that's one of the reasons. We want to talk about leadership. That's why this great city didn't burn. And I will continue to stand by that. It was a collective effort, but it wasn't this fighting, the polarization that we see both at the national and the state level. We work together. Look, I'm a Michigander. I love this state. I love this city. And we're going to do great things. And the people that support me, and I can tell just by the number who have gone to ChiefJamesCraig.com, we're going to get this done. We're going to get it done in a major way.
Chief James Craig for Governor Exploratory Committee is now official. That's the step toward the run for governor. We know it's happening. ChiefJamesCraig.com. Now, a question that you might find off the wall or from left field, but I'm going to ask it now. Let's just say it's a few years from now and you won. And we've had the Craig years, the Governor Craig years that have come and gone. What do you hope people will say after you've been governor about your term or terms as governor? What would make you the happiest if in summation they would say, well, this is what Governor Craig accomplished. This is what I remember most about him being governor. What would that be?
Top priority. Republicans and Democrats are one. We're unified. We're working for the people. This polarization you see in other places, other states, at the federal level, is different here in Michigan. We are truly together. That's what, and the legacy that should be left. We did it in the police department. We did it in the city of Detroit. And we're going to do it in the state of Michigan.
ChiefJamesCraig.com. I hope you'll be a regular guest here when you're not on with Tucker. No, you can be on with Tucker. We're on in the morning. He's on in the evening. Shouldn't be a problem.
It will not be a problem.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Godspeed. Good luck to you, my friend.
I appreciate you, my friend. Take
care. Well, I appreciate you. Take care. Chief James Craig for Governor, Exploratory Committee. ChiefJamesCraig.com, The Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.